Hello, Felicia. That is
And how old are you, Mrs. Young?
92.
And she's the oldest.
No, and then it's Miss Breeden. She's
Miss
older.
Alvina Breeden?
I thought it's somebody else.
How about Mrs.
Miss
Orr?
Mango, Miss O, no, Miss R's
Mrs.
younger.
Jill Mangles.
Miss Annie Maple is older. Miss Breeden, Miss Conrad, some color, Miss Latin Americans.
But you're 92. And what was your name? Well, how were you born? And what was your name when you were
Habies.
Habie? And your parents were who?
Andrew Habies. Andrew and Brigida Habies.
Brigida? And where were you brought up?
Habies Settlement.
And where is Habies Settlement?
Well, it's 5, 6 miles from here, I guess, huh?
This is just north of Rio Medina? Where the
Habies
Beck
Settlement,
settlement?
no, it's right across from Rio Medina. Habies Settlement was first and then came Rio Medina. Habies lost out. See, all, that was the first people that came to Castro or to this country came to Habies Settlement. And they all settled around there. All
Well,
finished.
I know I've been reading a lot about this history. I see that they had a school up there. When the sisters opened the school, they had a school in Habies
Yeah,
Settlement.
the same time they opened in Castro, right after Sister Andrew.
Yes.
She opened up the school.
Right.
And the house is still there, but sold to somebody else.
You mean where they had school? Which house was
Where
it?
Beck lives.
Which Beck? Ralph? Oh, that was?
That was the school.
Now, is that Habies Settlement right
Yeah,
around there?
yeah.
All along the road. Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
And let's see, that was the school. And once in a while, well, on feast days like Easter Monday, New Year's, day after New Year's, and because different days like that, they had church there. Not on Sunday, on Monday.
They'd come
and
up there.
And all the, everybody around there came to that church. That was the next day after the
after
feast
the
day.
Feast day.
And what else?
Now, your parents,
Some were baptized in that.
In that house?
Yeah.
Well,
it was a little chapel. And I think some got married in there, too. One was George Habe. No, Joe Habe, I think. The other side, I don't know.
Okay, your parents were Andrew Habies. Now, did they come from Germany, or did their parents?
Well, they came with their parents.
They came with their parents. Well, how old was your grandfather, for instance, when he came over? Young boy, I mean,
no,
or a child?
No, grandfather, he was a married man, had his whole family.
Oh, your grandfather. Yes. But how old was your father when he came over?
Well, they were all grown boys.
Oh, they were all grown. And your mother was who then?
She was a Fry.
Fry. Now, how many in your family, how many sisters and brothers did you have?
Six boys and two girls.
Six boys and two girls.
And the old Habies, I think, were six brothers and two sisters.
Your father's family? And, well, how were you in the family? Were you one of the younger ones or one of the older ones?
Me? My family? I was the youngest.
You're the youngest. So you're the best. I guess you were the spoiled one then, huh?
I'm here what was left. Already went
they're
to
all,
heaven.
They're all in heaven, huh? Now, how many years did you go to school about in your whole life?
Well, about sixth grade, I imagine. And the kids had to go home and work.
And work, huh?
Yeah.
Even the girls. Now, did anybody in your, you know, when you were young, go anywhere off to school?
Not those days. Well,
you can talk
two
about
of the
Josephine.
Boys. Two of the boys went to college.
In San Antonio?
Long, but they didn't graduate. That was two of my brothers. Because Louis Habie and Adolf Habie, they went to school at times.
Well, did you go to school with the sisters, or did you?
We had sister school all the time.
And who was the teacher that...
Till they had no more children up there, then they quit.
They had no more children?
No.
How did that happen?
Well, the older people ran out of children.
And the younger ones moved away when they got married, huh?
Yeah, looked that way.
Well, now, who were some of the teachers that taught you? Do you still remember?
Yeah, one of the sisters was Sina. She's the one that was deaf. She didn't teach much. She was more a cook. There always was one was a teacher and one was took the did the housekeeping. But usually, what do you call those that are not sisters yet?
Novices.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they'd bring one of those along?
Yeah. And they stayed all week. And Fridays, people had it taken to Castaway.
And then they stayed at the convent. So
yeah, and then Sunday evening, they picked them up again, brought them up there.
Okay. Do you remember what year you made your solemn communion? Or confirmation?
Mm-mm. Can you figure that? I was 13 years old.
Well, who was the priest here? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
93?
Was it? Father, what did you call him, Joe?
Brooklyn?
Mm-mm. Some people by the same name living in
Oh, Jerome Lagleader.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the priest.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he was only here a short time.
About 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
About two communions. But I was one of the that had the first, he had a big, what you call a big group. The others were pushed off, and then they came to that case.
Do you remember what he looked like? Was he a young man?
No, he was about middle-aged.
Middle-aged. I had saw a picture of Father Brooklyn down at Miss Conrad's, and he was a fairly young man on the picture.
Oh, Father Brooklyn, and then came, we had different ones, actually. No, yeah. Who else did we have? He stayed in the convent.
Father Furwood.
Yes.
He was here in 95 for 1 year, just in, and then Father Kim.
Kim.
Yeah, in 96.
And this one was before Father
Furwood, or whatever it was.
He didn't stay, he wasn't here very long.
No, I think he must have just been here as a temporary.
And he went to still convent and he died over there.
Oh, Father Furwood?
No, the other one.
Father Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Father Lagleader.
Yeah.
Okay, now we got it fixed. Okay, now we found in the St. Louis books that those side altars were bought in 1890, and they were sent here to Father Brooklyn. Do you remember them being put in?
Well, yeah, but I know none about it.
I mean, do you remember?
Didn't Father, the Curran buy this one on their side?
Some of the windows he bought.
Not the altar?
I don't know.
That's why I say I wasn't raised here.
Uh-huh.
But I was, we always
but do you called, ever remember the church with just one altar in it and not having the side altar?
Well, I guess so. I remember when they put them in, but I couldn't.
You do remember when they put them in. So they had the main altar long before they had the two side altars.
Well, there was something else
Was the baptismal font up there? Miss Connor thinks that they sometimes had the baptismal font up in front.
They had that,
later
that,
on.
That statue in front there that's. What do you call it? The blanket version. What's it called? It's not so mythical, but what do you call her in English?
Oh, the piazza where she's holding Jesus in her arms after he's off the cross? That was up in front?
And then they moved it back here. I remember some old lady said, "Don't be long, mom, he'll push it out."
Go ahead, Josephine. You can talk too. We might as well get you in on this.
Although you put this in the book, though.
No.
I don't think you would.
No, but I'm not just looking for information for the book. We just like to, you know, find out as much as we can. Do you remember, were the statues always there? As long as you can remember?
No. I know that, I think that Blessed Virgin was put in there new after they got that new oil. It might have been somewhere. No, I think it was the other one.
Yeah.
And then Saint Anne, I don't remember her either.
Okay, now do you remember when they painted the church in 1902? They repainted it inside.
Yeah, they painted all this in there.
Well, this is when they did the little fancy stuff in it. These Donikers, Leo Doniker.
I remember when he was here.
Well, do you remember when they put the new steeple on the church in 1908?
Mm-hmm. I was already married. I lived here.
Oh, you lived here then?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, where did you meet your husband? We're changing the subject again.
I guess it's some day.
That's what everybody tells me. They met at a wedding. Where did you live when you got married?
Yes.
In this house?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so this has always been your family home?
For about how many years?
Tim, there was three when we moved up there.
Did you build a house up there in the country?
And then we lived up there about 30 years, and then we moved back, and then Daddy died, and I stayed here. Where to go?
Well, did you all build this house here?
It was built, and Daddy got it from his parents.
When was this house built? Don't know.
We added those two rooms on, but I don't know when.
But this was his family home then, where his parents lived?
Mm-hmm. His parents didn't live here. They lived next door.
Oh, the Peter Youngman house?
Uh-huh. That was Peter Youngman, and his parents lived there. And then they bought this house and gave it to Daddy.
I see.
Because he always worked for them, farm and things and everything, and so they gave this house over there.
Well, you don't know who built this then, who it belonged to before they bought it?
No.
Okay, now you have how many children?
Three.
Three children, two girls and one boy. You have Josephine as your oldest?
Yeah, and then Matilda.
And then Matilda, and Fred is the youngest. And how many grandchildren do you have?
Any kind of grandson?
About 13?
I think it's 13, ain't it? Or 14?
Let's see, Fred has 9, and Josephine has 3, and Matilda has 2, right?
Josephine has 3, one's there, and Matilda has 2, that's 5, and Fred has
9. It's 14. Let's see. Okay, so you were born in 1880. Now, when you were a little tiny girl, do you remember coming to church here? Okay, do you remember if the second church was still standing when you were, as long as you can remember? It wasn't standing.
Maybe I remember. Well, I remember that old house that was there. I remember that being burned down.
Okay, do you remember when that was built?
Well, for the kid built this other one.
Yes, but the one that burned down, do you remember when that was built?
No.
Was it always there as long as you can remember?
I remember, That's why the luck leader was there when we made communion, because we were a whole group in his room that evening.
But that building was there as long as you could remember. Okay, now, over there where the second church was supposed to be, you know, kind of between the parish hall now and the church. Did you ever remember this piles of rocks? Miss Connor said she used to remember these rocks laying there, and they figured that was from that church.
Well, maybe she was around more than I was.
Now, Mrs. Reen has told me that her grandfather, Weber, fell off of a scaffold while he was working on the church, and he died from it. This is her mother's father. And he died in 1866. Now, we're trying to figure out, was he working on the second church, or were they working on the third church? Now, we don't think the third church was started yet in 66. Had you ever heard anything about that, Weber?
No.
Joseph Weber.
She repeated it in the
St. Anne.
That's the first time I heard of it.
Well, it's just something we can't prove, because it's just what their parents told them.
It's gone. Mother Anna was gone for a good price.
Oh, yes, and then she came back and retired.
And they didn't know why she was there, and they finally found her again. And they brought her back. And I still remember we walked up to the cemetery. Well, everybody walked up. I was already married. I still remember that.
That funeral, it must have been a large funeral.
I don't know. I didn't think so.
Oh, no?
I don't think so now.
When did you join St. Anne's Society? When you got married, or what?
Right after.
And did your mother pay your dues? I understand.
No.
No?
I paid my own.
That used to be sort of a custom. The mother always paid the daughter.
And I joined when Miss Kemp, Martha's mother was president.
Was Miss Benjamin Kemp was the president?
Yeah. She's the one that got me in. Miss Kaiser's maybe all, but you know, me and Mary all, we joined the same time.
What were the meetings like when you went? In the early days, like
they had it after Westers. We had Westers yet those days at 2 o'clock. When that was over, people Most of them stayed there, and was a lady there with a book, and she read those names every time they had a meeting. The whole list, she knew them by heart. That was Miss Schuller. Schuller, what was Kaiser?
Keller.
Huh?
Keller.
Miss Jill Keller. Yeah, she'd read the members' names.
Yeah, she was all, she was president most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And then Miss Chimmer had it for a while. And Miss, Dr. Fitzsimon, she had it.
Uh-huh.
And who else had it?
You got married in 1904,
mm-hmm.
And they put the windows in about,
I don't know, but they were put in later, I think.
About 1907 is what we think. There's, we found a date, Tommy Hill found a date, Alex Youngman or something written on one of them with 1907 on it. Then the steeple was put up in 1908. And
oh.
Father Kitty celebrated his 25th anniversary as a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a big celebration.
Yes.
Can you remember that?
And then Father Lanson had something. I don't think it's a celebration, but he still, this celebrates Father
Lanson. Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. We have a
yeah, I just remember that. I saw that crown. I think he had a golden crown.
Oh.
Father, what's your crown? Kitty.
Kitty. St. Louis days. On your earliest recollections as a little girl, what were the St. Louis days like?
I don't know. Remember Andrew Havey belonged to us, that I remember. And Louis lived in Sinsmire. They lived in Castro, and we stayed with Ann Mary. She lived up there in that old, next to Mother's mother's house. And we stayed there on Sundays till church was out.
Uh-huh.
And when Andrew Havey had a meeting, he'd go to the meeting.
And we played St. Louis Society.
St. Louis Society. Uh-huh. And we could play till he'd come with and pick us up and take us home.
Uh-huh.
Always a good late in the evening.
Okay,
we would sing tomorrow, and who else? There's a bunch of girls.
What do you remember about the St. Louis days on August the 25th when you were a little girl?
They didn't celebrate.
They didn't?
No. They had a keg of beer at, the most of it I remember is they had a keg of beer here in this building there on the corner.
Yes.
But I don't remember when they bought that.
Well, they bought it in 1890.
Oh.
And they sold it in 1923. We had the deeds. But you don't remember, like, the families bringing food?
Well, yeah, but that was later on. But I still remember when they had a keg of beer of the Sandy.
Yes.
Just the men.
Yes.
And they drank that beer along with two other men. And they said the older ones were all, you get that.
Okay, now when you were a young girl, did you go to dances?
Oh, yeah.
Where were the dance halls that you went to?
Well, Wayne's Garden, I think, is what was there when I was little.
Uh-huh. We have a picture of that.
Yeah.
Someone gave, Miss Rain gave us a picture.
And then, I don't know, how they lost out. They lost out. And then was that Chunder? Amy Chunder. And they danced in, what did they dance? In the lower part?
No, in the upper stairs at the top of the
Hornet? Yeah.
Hornet.
He remodeled it then.
Uh-huh.
I think they danced up there, and then he built it over, made a new building of it.
Uh-huh.
That top part.
Well, then can you remember the St. Louis picnics being down at Feediger's Grove?
Mm-hmm.
And what years were those?
That was before all around. I was a girl then, I know. We didn't go there very often.
Uh-huh.
Where else did they have? Fried chicken for a while. So the meat would go further.
Uh-huh.
And we had to bring two pies, and they were supposed to be baked that morning.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. And turkeys we had one year, too. I know I gave them a big turkey one year.
Now, was this at Werner's Garden? And then they just put the food out on the table. Did they charge for the meals then, or did everybody just sit down and eat?
No, they had to buy tickets.
They had to buy tickets?
Mm-hmm. No, they bought the tickets.
Uh-huh.
But some would sit there and eat, and never would leave. You know, I had to wait on the table. I was already married. And then, I guess we lived up there because I donated them a big turkey, and they had two of those big turkeys that year. Somebody else had given them one. And they put dressing in those circuses and baked them. I don't know where they baked them. The people from Castro did that. But I lived up there really. And that Balsam, that next door to Balsam, he was there now. He was a good friend of mine, of course. So he kept on eating and asking for coffee, and somebody told him, he says, don't give him any more. He's been eating everything. He said that. Well, you know where my shrimp lives, Amelia? James's? Well, the next house going through up
between Mrs. Stein and Mrs. Schmidt, that house on the road?
Mm-hmm.
No?
On this side of Marie's to watch Rio Medina.
Oh, toward Rio Medina.
Where
the doctor now lives, the next house. The next house. There's nobody's living in it now.
Uh-uh. Of course you're right. There's lots of houses standing up there that go
through. Yeah, I know. Now, whose house was that between Miss Schmidt and the Stein, the Alfred Stein? There's a house right on the road. Is it Spettle?
No, that's where Julius lives.
Julius lives in there.
You know, he might know a lot of old things if you could catch him.
Now, how old is he? 13
years younger than
I am. 13 years younger?
And then Wilfred.
Well, yeah, he's got a good memory.
Yeah,
well,
I'll have to talk to him. You want to go talk to him?
He knows it.
1 year here, and then I went for my second year in there, and I finished in there, and then I went to college 2 years.
2 years? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you got a teacher's degree. Well, now, do you remember the academy that the sisters had here from 1896 to about 1908 or 10 or something?
Sure, I was there all the time. We got pictures of that.
Uh-huh.
Mama, don't you remember? I practically lived there with that mama too.
Uh-huh. Well, now, when you went to school down here, did you live with somebody in Castroville?
Yeah. I lived with the nuns a while.
Oh. Uh-huh. You were a boarder then?
Mm-hmm.
Were there many girls from around here that boarded, or mostly
None.
From away?
I was the only one.
And
Hegel, Olivia Hegel.
She made a communion.
One year she stayed.
Uh-huh.
But we never were more than two or three boarders.
They came from other places.
Yeah.
Well, they said that it was called the industrial school, and they taught girls how to...
No, I went to this other school.
The other school. That wasn't the boarding school.
Mm-mm.
I see. Which one of the original Hades that came in 1844 was your... Which one was it?
It was my people.
Yeah, but there were three Hades, and do you know which one you came were descended from?
Who was your grandfather? Well, my people were six boys and two girls. And then with another Hades, they were first cousins. That was those Jacob Hades, old Hobby Shoggs, and Louis Hades. They were brothers.
But she wants to know, Mama, which one of yours came.
Who was your grandfather?
The king.
Hades. Which Hades was your grandfather?
The other guy, Joe Hobby.
Joseph Hades.
Yeah.
Joseph Hades was your grandfather, and
mm-hmm.
Andrew was your father.
Mm-hmm. And all these boys over here.
Oh.
The old man, Joe Hades, came with the whole family. Now, I'm not too sure of that story, but I think it's right. And the mother got sick on the boat, and one of the boys couldn't come along. He was in the army. They took every other one. And they had to be soldiers, and he couldn't come along, so he came later on with another group. But these came in 1944,
mm-hmm.
All those two Hades, the other Hades family too. And the mother says that their mother got sick on the boat, and she died.
Oh.
And they sold her, and she said they sold her in a sack, in a white sack, so I don't know. And they put her in the larger in on, how they call it, deck? They used to call it
yeah.
Of course, this is all true. And they lowered her in there, and they pushed her in the water.
And she was buried at sea.
And they watched her, how she was going, and finally a big wave came and took her, and that was the end of it. That was sad.
See, they had brought their money, Mama said,
yeah.
In a little barrel. They had sold their land over there, and they had pretty much money, and they had carried it in the barrel. And that barrel disappeared. While they were on the ship.
She thought it was lost, and she worried
was
over that.
Stolen or lost or overboard, or maybe even, we don't know what. And then they think
Maya.
She maybe got a heart attack or something and died.
Well, she died maybe from the shop or, well, everything I could help.
Lots of
Joe Mills was auctioning them off all the time. And now something went wrong with Joe Mary. He was sick or either something. And then Father, what was his name that you took
out?
Heckman. He had to auction them off with him. And he went like lightning.
Oh.
But when Joe Mary auctioned them, he took his time.
Uh-huh.
And the others would bid him off and just
get
more money.
More money.
Yeah.
Because,
we all used to go listen, see how it was going.
We had the same pew all the time.
Uh-huh.
Well, most people had.
And then if they knew it, they would run you up. Dad had the same pew all the time.
I think he went up and told the nuns not to teach no more.
German.
Yeah, and Father Heckman got so mad. What had he got a right to go to my school or something like that? That's when he got mad.
That was around the war, World War
I. Yeah.
Well, in 1925, they built the school. And I know Andrew told me he was at that meeting. And the longest debate was whether to build it out of brick or a frame building.
Uh-huh.
And finally, Father Heckman told them, if you all can get up $1,000 with this group here, well, I'll match it with $1,000. And they got it up in no time, and so they went ahead. But
he played organ all the time.
You know,
Sister Adolfo?
Yeah, one of my teachers.
She couldn't hear.
Well, did Sister, when Father Heckman was here, did you also have
Marcella?
Okay, tell me what you remember about her, because we want to put her in the book. I think so many people knew her. She was one of the strictest ones, I understand.
But the kids all liked her.
That's what Olga commented. She was strict, but she taught him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have come to church without any dresses on like they do now. She'd have made them go. If you bought a dress with short sleeves, you had to put the piece on.
She was so strict.
They couldn't come with short sleeves. Oh, yeah.
That's my neck.
That poor sister.
Yeah, she was really.
But that sister and father had a kind of
kiss?
No, the legend will come. This last one.
Say that again. I turned it off. Father Lenton, you were saying.
Yeah, Father Lenton and Sister
Marcella.
Did more for Castle than anybody.
Well, how long was Sister Marcella teaching here? From the early 1900s? Till when? Was she still here when Father Lenton was here in 1929?
Hmm?
No, not that long.
Oh, no. She might have been. I know Father Keith was here, and his housekeeper, she said if he pushes her out the front door, she comes in the back door. Push her out, she would turn around, come in again, and talk to her. She never got mad or anything.
Who, Marcella? Sister Marcella. She never got mad?
Not at Father.
At Father Kitty.
He was the boss. She had to. Oh, and did she? Don't put that on there.
Okay.
When they had a procession with the kids, with those little banners,
uh-huh.
They'd be waiting by the door to get out, and he was coming with whatever he had to go out there with. I don't know, it's Palm Sunday or something. He said, Raus mit euch! He just pushed him. Oh. Raus mit euch! They couldn't get out. Everything went too slow for
them. Okay, do you remember like Corpus Christi? We used to always celebrate Corpus Christi.
Yeah, might have been one of those Sundays.
Okay. And what we did is we'd start in church,
mm-hmm.
And then we'd go in a procession around the block, and they'd have an altar over at St. Louis Church, and they'd stop and have some of the benediction, I believe.
Yeah.
And you'd go some more around, and there'd be another altar then over at Moy. And I remember the altar at Moy was always much prettier than the ours at St. Louis. Look at the nuns just.
Grandpa Youngman and Fred, they used to go to the river and cut down branches of trees, and they brought them home. We had to strip them, put them in the street.
Oh, yeah.
And then farmers come and drove over.
Well, was Corpus Christi the time when the little girls had petals too? And
they chewed petals
as they walked.
They had little baskets.
Uh-huh. And the boys carried these little banners.
All the kids had those banners. And they also did that at May's procession.
Mm-hmm.
We always had that. They carried those banners. Mm-hmm. And the girls would bring flowers, bouquets of flowers or
yeah,
petals.
Yeah, bouquet.
Uh-huh.